Why is National Geographic magazine so unhappy at the exposure of Ardi? The Turkish edition of National Geographic magazine devoted its July 2010 issue to Ardi, one of Darwinists' great disappointments. Although the whole world now knows that Ardi is a fraud, National Geographic's endeavors on behalf of evolution have of course led to various points regarding that fraud to be raised once again. In all likelihood, National Geographic is sharing Darwinists' intense distress at the powerful collapse of evolution. The magazine adopted a classic Darwinist technique, itself an admission of evolutionist despair, and false fossils whose invalidity has already been demonstrated were once again brought up. The whole world is by now aware that Darwinists are unable to account for even a single protein. In other words, that their theory has collapsed right from the outset. National Geographic is still experiencing the shock of the exposure of that fact. The second great shock is the fact that 300 million fossils have inflicted a total defeat on the theory of evolution. National Geographic is probably trying to cover up that defeat by preserving evolutionary speculation regarding a single fossil they imagine represents evidence for it, despite their heavy defeat. The magazine's writers appear to be concerned at the magazine losing prestige. They appear to be determined not to retreat in the slightest from the Darwinist propaganda they have engaged in for so many years. They are therefore trying to give the impression that we have been unaffected by the facts that have discredited Darwinism. But true virtue would in fact lie in espousing the true facts, albeit rather late in the day, instead of keeping a fraud on the agenda with deceptions and fairy tales. Darwinists will both breathe a sigh of relief and also take a major intellectual step forward once they abandon the error they have maintained so persistently to date and admit the fact that Allah has created living things and that no such process as evolution ever happened and that it is impossible for it to have done so. What National Geographic has done is a familiar Darwinist tactic. As the distress of the collapse of evolution spreads among Darwinists, false fossils are either brought up again, or else entirely new ones are manufactured. The National Geographic appears to have fallen into the same error. Rather than putting an ape's skull on the cover, together with a banner headline reading, "A 4-million-year-old woman," National Geographic's writers should concentrate on the fact that such methods no longer have any validity. When they look more carefully, they will see that they can no longer convince anyone of the nonsense that is evolution. What needs to be remembered about the Ardi fraud? There are a number of points that we have already set out before regarding the Ardi fraud that Darwinists have been trying to raise yet again, using propaganda techniques that it will be useful to recapitulate. The Ardi fossil consists of hand and feet bones, tibia, skull fragments, and teeth discovered in the same stratum the year before. Darwinists regard the teeth as belonging to Ardi and have always acted accordingly. All the bones in question possess characteristics that clearly show the life form was a species of ape, but it has been comprehensively and scientifically demonstrated in a previous article that all the speculation about the animal's foot bones is totally false. The main subject of Darwinist speculation in the Ardi fraud was fragments from the pelvic bone. Darwinists put these fragments together to spread the deception that this ape walked upright and was therefore a transitional form. The fact is, however, that when the pelvic bone fragments claimed to belong to Ardi were first discovered, they were in tiny pieces that fell apart to the touch, just like clay. Even if they are put together, it is still impossible to establish the appearance of the pelvic bone. Darwinists put the fragments in question together after work lasting 15 years and entirely in the form they wanted. To put it another way, they gave them the appearance that would best serve Darwinist speculation. They gave the pelvic bone the shape they wanted, claimed that it resembled the human pelvis, and, assisted by the imaginative powers of the Darwinist artist, produced an odd-looking bipedal ape standing even more straighter than humans. Darwinists went even further. They even produced illustrations depicting social life as Artie and his family tear apart a deer carcass. They used this surprising of a bipedal ape family to spread the Artie fraud. The fact is, however, that Artie is nothing more than an extinct bonobo, and as with all other apes, the idea that it walked upright is a lie. In short, Artie is a huge Darwinist deception. The unease of publications such as National Geographic stems from the exposure of these facts. The Darwinist defeat has been a huge one for evolutionists. Darwinists must bear the following in mind in all their publications. Such speculation will always attract the necessary reply. By Allah's leave, every reply will be instrumental in ever more people realizing that evolution is nonsense. For that reason, Darwinists must not imagine that bringing up false fossils will do them any good. The Darwinist defeat will resonate ever wider, be seen by ever more people, and there will be no room left for the nonsense that is Darwinism anywhere in the world. By Allah's leave, everything will take place according to our Lord's sublime plan. As He has promised, our Lord will eliminate all superstitious beliefs and strengthen the truth. Allah says in one verse, "By His words, Allah wipes out the false and confirms the truth. He knows what the heart contains." Surah Ash-Shura 24.